One of the interesting things I think that's come out of this is that now people can go back and look through that recording and find out the sort of multiple levels of things that are meant to be happening and who's doing what. And it's not very coherent from what I could see. NSAI are doing one thing. They do an audit annually that they said. Geraldine Larkin was in there talking. She's the CEO, talking about this audit that they do every year. And I'm going, well, if they audited everybody every year, then how come we ended up with a complete concrete
Well, maybe the
fiasco?
auditing needs auditing.
Yeah, possibly. And again, what are they auditing? Just have you got your paperwork in place? Do they go in and do any detailed petrographic tests of quarry faces? I'm pretty sure they don't. Geological Survey of Ireland were there, and they had a really critical role in this, and I think that they did a good job. But they said, look, we only respond as an arm of the state to if we're asked, we'll come along and help. There's nothing mandatory for them to be involved in testing quarries. And when pushed towards the end, Pádraig McLaughlin was eventually got it out of that committee hearing that the quarry that has caused most of this issue, or is at the centre of it all, has yet to been tested by anybody. And Geological Survey of Ireland said that they didn't even get through the gates of that. So I think the whole level of detail here needs to be teased out over the next few weeks to find out actually who's doing what.